St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
God is good. My God is good. My God.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But that morning when I came home off my route, I had a midday route also, so I kept my bus home, and my prayer partner called me that morning. We just started praying. She was like, "Sister, I want you to pray for somebody. You know, I mean, you know, prayer is so important." And "Sister, I want you to pray with me concerning some matters." And I'm like, "Okay." All the ones she was praying concerning the matter that she needed the Lord to help with and answer. Then she all at once she began to pray in the Holy Ghost for my baby. And after that, I began to enter warfare in the seed, also feeling that something was not right. Something was going on with her. Praise God. And so as we prayed, and we asked the Lord to take care and cover her, praise God, and let the angel encamp around her, hallelujah, at that time, praise God. And so after we prayed and we finished, and all at once, a peace came over me. So it was such a peace. And this is where I believe that 10 verse of Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God, was so prevalent in my life at that time. Not knowing, praise God, I knew something was going on, but it was unusual peace. Like, this is a deep trial now, but I'm going to cover you with my peace. Hallelujah. And I just finished my route up and everything. Got home that evening. My husband had gone out to Laredo. He drove truck, so he gone out to Laredo. And I was home alone and got the phone call that they had found a little car in our body. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Even that, being home alone, but God was with me. He was my peace, and he gave me to be still. I couldn't do nothing but be still. Praise God. He was with me. Hallelujah. And I began to comfort my family on the other end. Praise God. And I had to reach my husband all, and got the news, and can imagine how he was having to drive right back from Laredo, because his baby daughter was, you know, killed in a tragic car accident, and the enemy tried to hurt him. He slipped out his truck getting down from it. He was nervous, I guess, and excited, and so had to turn around, load, and come on, drive on back with a hurt hip. You can get the book and read. I share details in there a little bit about what had happened. That's why I'm telling of his goodness, because God brought us out of so much, and he is still doing it today. Praise God. We can look back through his word, and we can see how he brought us out of past experiences and be able to hold on to go through even present circumstances and situations. Amen. And as people got the news, then they began to come by the house to be with me. Hallelujah. And but it's still through all of that, I guess I was in shock or whatever, but I still just, everybody like, "You okay?" I'm like, "I'm okay. I'll be just fine. I'll be fine. The Lord is my refuge and strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble." And I thank God for that word. So this morning I am seeing that God is our refuge, and he is our strength. He is a strong tower. He is our shelter. He is our protection from harm. Hallelujah. 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 And after You know, that's what I've been hearing lately. Be still and know that I am God. He is a mighty fortress. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord this morning. Even I've gotten news already this morning of things going on or whatever, but as the Lord has given me to minister this message, I can be still and know that He is God, that He is in control of every situation if we let Him be. Praise your holy name, God. You know, we're so used to instant this, instant that, instant grits. Have it your way, praise God. Instant coffee. But God is saying now, take out some time and listen to what I'm saying. He may want us to go right when we're going left. He might want us to go straight when we are slacking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths. With an S, P-A-T-H-S. I used to quote it as path, but He's saying paths. Wherever you go, whatever you do, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct the path. And I found out when you acknowledge Him, it'll be easy. His yoke is easy and His burden is life. Keeps us from going through a lot of vain strivings. Amen. So, and flesh don't want to do that when we're so used to having everything instant. Like I say, writing letters, it takes time and effort, praise God. But just the anticipation of getting an answer is exciting to me. Praise the Lord. Even with the book, it's paperback, but it's also in ebook and e-nook, praise the Lord. And but I prefer the paperback. I'll sit and read and read and read. Amen. Praise God. So that's, you can hear the voice of the Lord when you just meditating and reading. And I found that out a few weeks ago. It was a progress report card day at school, going to pick up my little great granddaughter's card. She had all failing grades except one. And I praise the Lord. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you going to school for? You, I'm not sending you to school every day for you to just make failing grades. Before, she'd been doing well. But then when I found out she'd been taking her phone to school, I'm like, oh no, devil, it's a lie in the name of Jesus. So we pulled it. And then a few days, she, like, thinking she was going to pass out, she didn't have it. But after that, she began to bring homework. We begin to get in ELA, and they having co-read, getting ready for testing, whatever, praise God. And she began to bring homework home. I'm like, wow, it makes a difference. All these tablets and iPhones and all of this, but let's get some co-read going now. Let's read, praise the Lord. And so we've been enjoying going back to reading books. Amen. And have a little 9-year-old who doesn't like to read, but we've been reading 20 minutes, 15 minutes a day, praise God, since progress report. And they've been bringing different books home now. We've been reading, hallelujah. So we have to get back to basics, praise God. I know it's a fast-paced, hectic world. I know sometimes, you know, the enemy come in our lives to try to push us beyond measure. Hallelujah. The scripture say, when he come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Praise God. Sometimes time he comes in with me with one news after another news, but I most of the time be in my car, truck driving, and I have to alarm out loud, saying, you're a lie, you will not push me beyond measure, you're a lie in the name of Jesus. And I thank God the word work, I plead the blood of Jesus, and all at once there's a calm, praise God. And the Lord comes in and give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, praise God. So we need to take some time out to listen to the voice of the Lord through prayer and fasting, through reading the word. Amen. Praise God. And because days and times that we're living in, catastrophic stuff is happening. And when you look at the news, you read the paper, amen, then you can be really discouraged. But if we fast and pray concerning news, the God would turn it around. Why? Because he's in control of every situation. Amen. And praise God. So he is seeing, I feel he's seeing through this series of, he is a mighty fortress. And to be still and know that he is God. you know, after seeing my one of my sister-in-law, was she was demon possessed, and we hadn't seen that before, didn't know what that was. But after seeing that and seeing how wicked and evil Satan really is, it's like the Lord allowed us to go through that experience, because he was going to call us into a deliverance ministry, and we couldn't call on them. We didn't know anybody to call on to come in and help pray or help go through it. It was like the exorcist. We were just going through. We didn't know nothing about any of what was going on until I picked up the Bible, began to read, and it's in there where the Lord went about healing all manner of sickness and disease and casting out devils. Praise God. And then I knew it was real. Praise God. And so we had called one of our former pastors in and church in, and they began to tell us what to do and fast and pray for us and pray. Praise God. Until God came in and led us to the church, and we got saved. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But after we got saved, I knew there was more. I began like, Lord, why couldn't not we cast out demons? You know, why couldn't we not pray it through? But the Lord let me know that we didn't have power. We were shaking without power. We needed the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives to be able to do it. And praise God. So we had called a revival. The pastor called a revival, and we were in revival. Praise God. And I began to say, Lord, whatever it is to have power over the enemy, I want it. I don't know what it is, but I want it. And praise God, he began to give us Acts 2:38. Praise the Lord. And he began to give me about the Holy Ghost, that he would fill me if I ask him for it. He said, ask and ye shall ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. And so I was behind the altar just praying on my face, praying, crying out to God, because we were hungry and thirsty after the Lord. After seeing how wicked and evil the devil was, we didn't want no part of him. And so I began to thank God for my family, thank God for saving us, delivering us. And all at once I was so thankful, I didn't have no more natural words to thank him for. So all at once then the Holy Ghost began to swell up in my belly, and out of my belly begin to flow rivers of living water, that the tongues begin to come out. I begin to praise God with my whole soul, heart, and mind. Hallelujah. Back in the days we tarried, but now, like I say, we're back in the instant age. Praise God. And we know times are different and everything, but I thank God for the old time way. Praise God. I praise God because of the sure foundation. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. And anyway, they were like, those things, like, oh no, did she get, no, she didn't get it, did she get filled? No, she didn't. But deep down in my heart, I knew the Lord had done something new for me. I knew he had filled. I didn't understand what it was at that time, but I knew he had done it. Went home that night, praise God, and went to try to sleep, couldn't sleep. All at once, I began to, tongues began to flow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was just so thankful and so at peace that the Lord had come in and saved my family. Praise the Lord. And so I knew then that nobody could tell me any different, that I was not filled. Praise God. You know, when we get saved, the Spirit comes in and we receive the Spirit of the Lord. But there is more. There is the outpouring of the Spirit, knowing that if the Spirit is on the inside, then how you know it's on the inside. Sometimes, you know, when you pray unto the Lord, the Holy Ghost will take over and you'll begin to pray in tongues. Praise God. And because words can't contain what you're trying to say in the natural. The scriptures say, but the natural man receiveth not the things that be of the Lord, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for how he came in and filled us with the Holy Ghost. And he will fill us today if you ask him. My sister-in-law got filled at home. Holly, he saved her, delivered, turned us around and filled her with the Holy Ghost. And she became pastor's wife and a great singer for the Lord. And we had some church. Hallelujah. Different ones I've even heard of got filled with the Holy Ghost at home. So we don't have to be at church to be filled. All we have to do is be still and know that he is God. Ask him for it. After he saved us, ask him to give, to complete the whatever he needs to do in your life. Praise. It's like a gift. Someone give you a gift, you're gonna accept it and thank him for it. Praise God. And you're going to be joyful about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what the Holy Ghost is. He is a gentleman. He won't force himself on anybody. He won't act unseen. It's the enemy that does. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this word on this morning. He is our refuge and he is our strength. Glory to his holy name. So as I'm thinking back to how he came in and saved us and how that with my baby, he just gave us peace to be still all through the service, even on the service that Saturday morning. I really didn't want to go, but all at once I could hear the Lord says that if I praise him, he'll bring me out. Praise God. Thank you for tuning in to the Telling of His Goodness broadcast. We pray you were inspired, blessed, and encouraged from hearing the Word of God today. If you would like a copy of my book, Telling of His Goodness, you may phone me at 318-305-6965. You may like me on Facebook, connect with me on Google+ or Twitter. May God bless you until we meet again at the same time next week.
A wonder in my
soul. Feel that, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. I'm thirsty. This is KAYT Gina Alexandria 88.1 K255BT Monroe, West Monroe 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder, and the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. Johnny Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations. 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Is there anybody out there? Yeah. Believe in God. Yeah. Now get your Bibles in the sanctuary and over in the overflow and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn them, if you will, to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to study your word today. We thank you for the Holy Ghost and his ability to explain your word as we enter into the text and as he tells us the truth that we're teaching today to meet every heart and faith. We thank you in advance for what you shall reveal to us and empower us to do and to become for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We dealt at our earlier service with the person of the Holy Ghost and part of his purpose. And then now we want to deal with a continuation of his purpose, but also with his power in the body of Christ. In this 12th chapter, I want you to see, beginning at verse 1, these words. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And then it goes on further to list a whole lot of what we're going to get into, but having read that, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Paul deals with the gifts of diversity in the body of Christ, speaking to the church at Corinth and dealing with perhaps what might have been an issue at that time, as it still seems to be an issue in the body of Christ and certainly in certain denominational realms, perhaps the uncertainty of the person, the presence, and the power of the Holy Ghost in the life of the believer and in the body of Christ. And so, as Paul wanted to straighten out the matter, bring more clarity to the matter, it is my desire that the believers not only understand the person, the presence, and power of the Holy Spirit, but walk in it with authority and his anointing. The word says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. And I think this qualifies it immediately by helping us understand that spiritual gifts are not for non-spiritual people. Brethren addresses the brotherhood of faith, those who are believers. He says, I would not have you ignorant. I would not have you unlearned, misinformed, are not knowledgeable. He says, ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. And he's talking about as ye were heathens, you participated and practiced some beliefs, being pulled into certain things that you really didn't believe in, and serving gods or idols that were dumb and could not really speak to you. He says, wherefore, verse 3, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call it Jesus accursed. Now he's moving into helping folk understand there are just some things that saints won't say. Whom the Spirit of God lives or resides on the inside of. And so he says, what you need to know is the Spirit will never ever lead a saint to say, Jesus be cursed. The Holy Ghost will never ever use you to put down Jesus. That's it. He says, I need you to understand that. But then he goes on a little further and he says, that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So on the one hand, he can't curse him. And on the other hand, he can't claim him.
All right.
The Holy Ghost is the one who is going to give credence to anything that is aligned with the Word of God and bring to exposure those things that are not. That's one of the reasons why, again, when you know the Word and when someone is operating in the Word, the Spirit of God or the Spirit of truth will bear witness to it. If, on the other hand, they are operating in religion and or denominational ritual, and it seems to be holy or has to it attached to it some semblance of that that is holy, the Spirit of God will contradict it, expose it, expel it, say, listen, this is not of God. And only those who know, number one, the Word of God and have the Spirit of God living on the inside, functioning on the inside, will catch that. And so that's why you can see, and that's why I said it's so important to understand the operation of the Holy Ghost, to understand what he does, what he does not do, what he says, what he does not say. And you don't have to judge folk. Remember, we're not called to be judges. We're called to be inspectors. We're going to see if the word that one speaks or says or shares lines up in context with what God says. The Spirit of truth will bear witness to that, and there is a peace underneath the skin about it. So again, as he moves on, he starts talking about the diversities of the gifts. Verse 4, he says, now there are diversities or various gifts, but the same Spirit. Somebody say the same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
Now, what's going to be important about understanding the same Spirit is because if it is the same Spirit, then there's never going to be a conflicting course. There's never going to be a confusion in the body or the fellowship if the same Spirit is operating in all of us.
That's it.
Now, here's what you need to understand. Here's what you need to recognize, that if the Spirit of truth is operating and the Spirit of error is operating, there's going to be a clashing. There's going to be confusion. There are going to be folk wondering, well, what's right and what's not right? Who's doing the right thing? Who's not doing the right thing? Now, one of the things that you're going to always be able to tell, and that's how you know things are done decently in order, is the Spirit of truth is going to have a record that you can refer to.
That's it.
The Bible.
That's it.
You can see whether or not it's being acted according to the word or enacted according to the power of the Spirit of God. If it is not, and if it does not, it is not of God. Now, because so many of us are not really keen to understanding spiritual things, and we make it more mysterious than it ought to be, especially as we are believers, and especially as we are students of the word, and especially as we have the indwelling person, presence, and power of the Holy Ghost residing on the inside of us. It's not that complicated. That's what the devil wants you to believe. It's just too complicated. No, it's complicated when you don't have truth, when you don't have the word, when you don't understand the purpose of the Holy Ghost in the body of Christ. Now look at what he says. Now there are diversities or differences or various gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities or differences of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now, God the Spirit, God the Son, and God the Father are all at work in these spiritual gifts, administrations, and operations. There is a unity in the Trinity. And so you're going to understand that one is not going to violate the other or act in conflict of the other. It's all going to work and operate as they know their roles and their functions, and then give dispensation in those same arenas, but they're all going to work harmoniously together. One is not going to cancel out or conflict with the other. That's the way the Spirit of God works. That's the way the Word of God works. That's the way the will of God works. And when you know that, again, you begin to see and understand that with clarity. Now notice again the word says, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for what purpose? You see, what you've got to understand, and the New International Version says, for the common good. Now here's what you need to understand. When people do not accept or receive the gift of the Holy Ghost to be resident in them, they are turning down the opportunity to prosper and do good. Let me read the verse again. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who?
Every man
to do what?
Profit.
To profit with all. For the common good in every area. That's not just spiritual, but that's secular.
All right.
If I want to be successful in business, I really need the Holy Ghost.
That's it. That's it.
If I want to be the best employee, I need the Holy Ghost. If I want to be the best and wise student in money matters, et cetera, I need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He is going to help me to profit with all for the common good of me and everything connected and concerning me.
Amen.
So don't think it's just for spiritual gifts that the Holy Ghost causes you to prosper, to profit, to gain, to experience or do good. And so that's why it's important, again, that you understand the great gift to the body the Holy Ghost is. And when you understand that, and again, because so many people have operated in error, a whole lot of us don't want the Holy Ghost. I mean, even out of our ignorance and misunderstanding, even when we didn't know better, I said yesterday at our BTU fellowship, you know, even the songs that we sung did not give justice and due to the Holy Ghost in a proper form. I said, you know, we sung songs like Something Got a Hold of Me. Oh, yes, it did.
I'll say something. Some of you are like, what's wrong with that? The Holy Ghost is not an it. He's not a thing. He's a person. So if the Holy Ghost got a hold of you, how would you look? I like somebody say, if you were something, if you were it, oh, it got a hold of me. Who is it? No, no, you are referred to as a person, not an object or a thing. And so even in the singing, the formation of the song came out of an ignorance of truth. And see, that's why when we know better, we got to do better. We got to correct that kind of thing. There are a whole lot of songs sung in Jesus' name, but not really connected with his name. And when we know better, that's why certain songs, I would not allow our ministry of music to sing. No, we're not going to sing that because that doesn't line up with scripture. It might sound good to you because, if you don't know.